Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at AI in healthcare revenue cycle management.
Okay.
You sent over a super interesting article on the topic, and I'm very excited to break it down with you.
So yeah, looking forward to it.
AI is like, it feels like everyone in healthcare is talking about AI right now. And you know, some people are saying that it's like going to completely transform the industry, but you and I both know that things are usually a bit more complicated.
A lot more nuanced.
Than the headlines.
For sure.
Yeah, a lot more nuanced.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, this deep dive on AI agents in healthcare RCM is a perfect example.
Okay, so before we kind of get into like the article's findings.
Yeah.
Can we just like get on the same page and define what exactly are AI agents? Because it sounds futuristic, but I have a feeling it's more than just robots taking over billing departments.
Yeah, you're right. It's not about robots. AI agents are software programs that are designed to act autonomously so they can like take in information, learn from it, and make decisions to reach a goal.
Okay.
Kind of like a superpowered personal assistant for specific tasks.
So they're different from like the typical software that's used in healthcare RCM.
Yeah.
Because they can learn and adapt.
Exactly.
Okay.
Traditional RCM software follows very strict rules.
Okay.
That somebody has to program in. But AI agents, they can learn from data and get better over time, making them much more flexible and potentially way more efficient.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the article dives into some pretty impressive potential benefits of using these AI agents in RCM. And let me tell you, some of these numbers are mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Okay, so it claims that hospitals are seeing massive productivity jumps.
Right.
Sometimes even higher than 30% just by using AI in their RCM and call centers.
Yeah, those numbers are impressive.
Yeah.
And they really highlight why there's so much excitement about AI in this space.
Yeah.
The potential for increased efficiency is huge.
Huge. And it's not even just about like working faster.
Right.
The article also claims that wider adoption of AI could potentially save U.S. healthcare providers a whopping $360 billion annually.
Wow.
I mean, that's an insane amount of money.
It's a big number.
Yeah. Do you think that's realistic?
It's certainly a bold claim, but when you consider the inefficiencies that are kind of baked into our current healthcare system, particularly in RCM, it starts to become a little less far-fetched.
Okay.
A lot of those savings would likely come from streamlining processes, reducing errors, and preventing things like claim denials, which can be incredibly costly.
Okay. So let's think about what this actually means for you, like someone navigating the healthcare system.
Right.
Imagine faster processing of your claims leading to quicker reimbursements if you're waiting on money from your insurance.
For sure.
Or think about how hospitals could potentially pass on some of those cost savings, maybe resulting in lower bills for patients. Those are some pretty tangible benefits.
Yeah, they really are. And faster cash flow can also mean that healthcare providers have more resources to invest back into patient care, so it can improve the overall experience.
But of course, we have to be realistic.
Right.
There are two sides to every coin.
Of course.
The article also points out some potential downsides of relying too heavily on AI in RCM. It mentions something called the black box problem.
Yeah.
What is that all about?
That's a great question.
Okay.
So the black box problem refers to the challenge of understanding how an AI agent arrives at its decisions.
Okay.
With traditional software, you can trace the logic step by step because it's all pre-programmed. But with AI, the decision-making process can be more opaque.
Okay.
Especially as these agents become more and more complex.
So we might not always know why
an
AI agent made a particular decision.
Precisely. And that could be a concern in healthcare, where transparency and accountability are so important, especially when it comes to things like billing and payments.
And I imagine there are some tasks in RCM that just can't be replaced by AI.
Right.
What about those situations where you need a human touch?
Yeah.
Like dealing with insurance companies can be incredibly frustrating, and sometimes you just want to talk to a real person who understands your situation, right?
You're hitting on a really crucial point.
Okay.
While AI might excel at processing data and identifying patterns, it's not equipped to handle the emotional side of healthcare.
So it's not about AI taking over completely,
right,
but rather finding the right balance between AI and human expertise.
Exactly. The article suggests that the future lies in something called augmented intelligence,
okay,
which basically means using AI to enhance human capabilities, not replace them.
Okay.
And I think that's where things start to get really interesting.
Okay, so we've got this powerful tool with the potential to streamline RCM, but also some important challenges to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go from here? What does this augmented intelligence actually look like in practice?
Right, so that's where we move from the theoretical to the practical.
Okay.
Augmented intelligence is all about humans and AI working together, each playing to their strengths. So imagine a scenario where an AI agent handles the initial processing of a claim flagging any potential issues or discrepancies.
So it's like having a really smart assistant doing the heavy lifting and bringing the tricky stuff to your attention.
Exactly. Then a human expert can step in using their knowledge and experience to resolve those issues and ensure everything is accurate and compliant. It's a much more efficient way of working, and it allows humans to focus on the tasks that require critical thinking and judgment.
That makes a lot of sense. The article also highlights some research from MIT Sloan that backs up this idea of human-AI collaboration. They found that these hybrid approaches often outperform either humans or AI working alone.
And that's a key takeaway. It's not about pitting humans against machines. It's about recognizing that we can achieve better outcomes by combining the best of both worlds.
This all sounds great in theory, but I'm curious about how this actually plays out in the real world. Are there any specific examples of how augmented intelligence is being used in RCM right now?
Absolutely. One example is in the area of patient outreach and communication. Imagine an AI agent that can analyze patient data to identify those who might be struggling to pay their bills. It could then send personalized messages offering support or suggesting payment plan options.
Wow. So instead of getting a generic impersonal bill in the mail, you might receive a message that's actually tailored to your specific situation that could make a huge difference in terms of patient experience.
Exactly. And because the AI is handling the initial outreach, human staff can focus their time on having more in-depth conversations with patients who need additional assistance or have complex questions.
I can see how that would free up a lot of time and resources, allowing hospitals to provide more personalized support to patients.
Another promising area is in predictive analytics. AI can be used to analyze historical data and identify patterns that might indicate a patient is at risk of delaying or defaulting on their payments. This allows healthcare providers to proactively intervene and offer support before the situation escalates.
That sounds incredibly useful. It's like having an early warning system that can help prevent problems before they even arise.
Precisely. And by catching these issues early on, you can often find solutions that work better for both the patient and the healthcare provider.
So it sounds like augmented intelligence is already making a tangible impact in RCM, and the potential for future applications is huge. But I imagine there are also some challenges and considerations that come with integrating AI into such a complex system.
You're absolutely right. One of the biggest challenges is ensuring data privacy and security. We're dealing with highly sensitive patient information. So it's crucial to have robust systems in place to protect that data.
I can see how that would be a top priority. Any breaches or misuse of data would be completely unacceptable.
Exactly. Another consideration is the need for ongoing monitoring and evaluation. AI systems are constantly learning and evolving, so it's important to regularly assess their performance and make adjustments as needed.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. You need to make sure the AI is still doing what it's supposed to do and adapting to any changes in the healthcare landscape.
Precisely. And that's where human oversight is so important. We need healthcare professionals who understand both the capabilities and limitations of AI to ensure that it's being used responsibly and effectively.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the practical considerations, but I'm also wondering about the bigger picture. How do you see augmented intelligence shaping the future of RCM and the overall patient experience?
I think we're moving towards a future where AI handles much of the routine administrative work, freeing up humans to focus on the things that require empathy, critical thinking, and complex decision making.
So it's not about replacing humans, but about allowing them to work at the top of their license, so to speak.
Exactly. AI can help us create a more efficient and patient-centered healthcare system where providers have more time to spend with patients and patients feel more empowered and supported throughout the financial journey.
That sounds like a win-win for everyone. But as with any new technology, there are always going to be some unknowns and potential risks. What are some of the things we need to be mindful of as AI becomes more integrated into RCM?
One important consideration is the potential for job displacement as AI becomes more sophisticated. It's possible that some RCM tasks currently performed by humans could become automated.
That's a valid concern. It's important to think about the impact on people's livelihoods and how we can ensure that workers are equipped with the skills they need to thrive in an AI-powered workplace.
Absolutely. Another consideration is the need for clear regulations and ethical guidelines as AI becomes more integrated into healthcare. We need to ensure that it's being used responsibly and ethically, with appropriate safeguards in place.
So it's not just about the technology itself, but about how we use it and the systems we put in place to govern its development and deployment.
That's exactly. And those are conversations that need to involve everyone: healthcare providers, technology developers, policymakers, and of course, patients themselves.
It's a complex landscape, but it feels like we're on the cusp of something really transformative as we wrap up this deep dive. What's the one key takeaway you'd want our listener to walk away with?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that AI in healthcare RCM isn't some like far-off futuristic concept.
Yeah.
You know, it's happening right now, and it has the potential to make a real difference in people's lives.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think the key is to approach this technology with a balance of optimism and caution. You know, we need to be excited about the possibilities, but also mindful of the potential challenges.
For sure.
The article we've been discussing ends on a really interesting note.
Yeah.
It says that the real question isn't if AI belongs in RCM,
right,
but where it belongs and maybe where it doesn't.
Right.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. AI isn't a magic solution for every problem.
Yeah.
We need to be thoughtful about how and where we implement it, making sure that it aligns with our values and goals.
So where do you see AI fitting into the RCM puzzle most effectively?
Okay.
And are there any areas where we should tread lightly or maybe avoid AI altogether?
Yeah. So areas like claims processing, coding, and even pre-authorization seem like natural fits for AI.
Yeah.
You know, these tasks often involve repetitive rules-based processes that AI can handle with speed and accuracy.
Okay.
And it can free up human staff to focus on the more complex and nuanced aspects of RCM that require human judgment and expertise.
So tasks that involve a lot of data analysis and pattern recognition, but not necessarily a lot of emotional intelligence or ethical decision-making.
Exactly. And on the flip side, I think we need to be very cautious about using AI in situations where empathy and human connection are paramount.
Yeah.
For example, dealing with patients who are facing financial hardship or navigating complex insurance issues.
Yeah.
Might be better handled by a human who can understand their unique circumstances and provide personalized support.
That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't want AI to create a barrier between patients and the care they need, especially when they're already feeling vulnerable or stressed.
Absolutely. It's about using AI to enhance human capabilities, not replace human interaction altogether.
This has been such an insightful conversation.
Yeah, it has.
We've gone from unpacking the basics of AI agents to exploring the potential benefits and challenges, and now we're even thinking about the ethical considerations. It feels like we've really done a deep dive.
We have, and I think it highlights just how important it is to stay informed and engaged in this conversation. And, you know, the landscape of AI in healthcare is constantly evolving, and we all have a role to play in shaping its future.
So as we wrap up, what's your advice for our listener who is probably thinking, okay, this is all fascinating, but what does it actually mean for me?
I would say the most important thing is to stay curious and keep learning.
Okay.
As AI becomes more integrated into healthcare, it's going to impact all of us, whether we're patients, providers, or just navigating the healthcare system. The more we understand about AI, its capabilities, and its limitations, the better equipped we'll be to advocate for its responsible and ethical use.
Well said. So for those who are eager to learn more, where would you recommend they go from here?
There are some fantastic resources out there. Professional organizations like the AMA and the Healthcare Financial Management Association are great places to start.
Okay.
And of course, there are tons of articles, podcasts, and even online courses that dive deeper into this topic.
Fantastic. We'll be sure to include some links in the show notes. And to our listener, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and healthcare revenue cycle management. It's been a pleasure exploring this fascinating and rapidly evolving topic with you.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure to delve into these important conversations.